Fresh. What's up, everyone? Live from Las Vegas. This is real. It's not a green screen. We're actually here. And tonight we're doing the show on the road. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Plumbing Sales Coach. Tonight we're going to be talking about the van, the cleanliness of the van. More importantly, something that really needs to be done on the van. It can keep you from losing tons of money. We're going to talk about that tonight, literally. And I'm not talking about what I usually talking about. We're not talking about the customers see your van and all those kinds of things. Those are equally important. We talk about that all the time, but tonight we're going to be talking about it in a different perspective. And anyways, welcome to the show. Fresh Josh Bearden in the house. Good to see you, brother. As always, Josh is out of Aspen Mountain Plumbing up in the Wyoming. Rock Springs, Rock Springs. I couldn't think there for a second. Hey, Chris, Robert Avila in the house. Good to see you, brother, as always. And we are here in beautiful Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, where they do it like nobody else does it. They literally understand the idea of service. In fact, they understand the concept of what we're going to talk about tonight. But before we go too far, let's make sure we do some house cleaning. Make sure we get you subscribed to the show. If you're not subscribed to the show, you didn't know you could get subscribed to the show, just simply type subscribe into the comments. And what will happen is that you will get a message from Messenger to verify you're a human, respond to that messenger, and that will complete the process. You'll be subscribed to the show. You'll get alerts every time we go live with links to the show. No advertising, no spamming you, trying to sell you nothing. Raylene says, whoop, whoop, Vegas, Vegas in the house, Vegas in the house. Yeah, we're out here. We came and checked it out. It's kind of slow out here right now, a little bit slower than I've ever seen this place. But even so, if you look at the number of people, there's still a lot of people here, even though it's slower than normal. And Vegas is still servicing. They're still doing their thing. Vegas is still doing Vegas. And even though they've got some things closed down, they still have this idea. Now, one thing I really want to get into tonight when it talks about the truck, when we talk about this idea of how does a truck cost you money, make you money. In fact, I think in the intro promo video, if you guys didn't see that, we talked about how the truck can either be a rolling pig pen or a rolling cash cow. And what we're going to talk about tonight is directly related and directly affected by what and how you do this very thing. And so we'll talk about that. But as it relates to service and as it relates to offering your customer options, I want you to consider something. You know, Americans especially, and I see this in other countries as well, but especially in America, we value convenience. Convenience is a money maker, meaning you can literally charge more for something just in the name of convenience. We see this in gas stations. We see this in convenience stores. We see this all across in different ways. For example, a loaf of bread at a 7-Eleven is not the same price as a loaf of bread at Safeways or Albertsons or a grocery store. Also, if you take a look at different things like candy bars, they're not the same price. If you take a look at sodas, they're not the same price. Energy drinks, they're not the same price. We take a look at convenience and fast food, and it's not the same price. In fact, it's the same price as what you might pay when you go to an actual restaurant because of the convenience factor. And we're willing to pay for that. We're willing to pay for that in all areas. And we never really fully grasp that concept in service, plumbing, especially as it relates to service. So we're going to talk about that and how that truck affects that. So I'm excited to do that. If you're excited, let me know, because tonight we're doing our drawing. Tonight is our $25 giveaway. That winner then gets a $25 Visa gift card, but you also get entered into our $200 giveaway. All you got to do is be the comment of the night. Type comment of the night. Basically, don't type the words comment of the night. Someone did that, and it almost got you banned. I'm totally joking. But seriously, don't type comment of the night. Type the comment of the night. Give us some valuable feedback. Do something to increase the show, enhance the show, help other people out there in the trade. Ask questions. Sometimes a good question can get it, because it can get me on a rant. And so make sure that you really grasp this idea. He says, hi, Dale, you're a top fan. Dale, you're a top fan. Good to see that. For those top fans out there, we got something coming. Come the Fresh Force, really locking and loading on these things. We gave away one of our new tumblers on the last show. We're going to be giving away more stuff, but tonight we're giving away a $25 Visa gift card for that comment of the night. So add value to the show. Ask a great question. and we will get you into the drawing. And once you're into the drawing, that will happen tonight. You'll get the $25 Visa gift card. If you win that, you get that. Plus, you get entered into the $200 gift card. And I think this is week two of that, meaning you'll be the second entry. We do four or five entries, and then we do a drawing. So, boom. Shaka-laka-laka, boom. I don't know. In the name of Vegas. Since they're not doing shows, I'll be the show. I'm sure the fine folks over here that are staying in one of these hotel rooms back in that tower are probably looking down going, what in the world is going on down in that room? He's got lights. He's got cameras. Well, we're doing a show. And we're live. We're on the road. So anything can happen. All right. So let's do this thing. Tonight we're talking about this idea of the truck. We talk about cleanliness. We talk about keeping it clean and keeping it orderly. That's number one. When I was in the Navy, they used our entire life, like our entire personal belongings, has to basically fit into what they call a coffin locker. And you get one little stand-up locker that's about half the size of an old high school gym locker, not even a real locker. No, they're pretty small. And that's where you hang up your shirts. But everything else in your entire life and world goes into this coffin locker. And basically the rack, as they call it, it's a bed. It lifts up like a little opening, like a tripod. I don't know if I can get this on here, if I can kind of do it. It's like that. And inside is what they call a coffin locker. There's compartments, and you got to roll your shirts up and roll your socks up and roll everything up so you can get everything to fit orderly in there. The idea of fitting everything orderly in there and keeping it all organized and clean allowed us to carry more stuff. And considering the Navy was more interested in putting weaponry and missiles and satellites and radars to get those missiles where they wanted them to go, and different styles of missiles and guns and weaponry, they didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on, you know, the 300 sailors, 350 sailors that happen to live on this ship and do this thing. So every single day of their life, whatever. Not complaining, just throwing that out there. But seriously, we had to be orderly and compartmentalized, and for good reason. We didn't need a bunch of extra stuff in the way if a flood happened in that compartment or just different things. So it was really for a lot of different reasons. Also, the ship gets tossed around, and so it secures things. And so there was just a lot of side benefits to keeping it orderly. One of those side benefits in a truck, in a service truck, is the idea of, I'm sorry, I saw that last comment, pen or cash. Yeah, pig pen or cash cow. I love that. It's a great, great way. Can I steal that? That's a really great way to look at it right there, pig pen or cash cow. Because if you get it orderly, you get it clean, you get it tidied up, you have room. And when you have room for the right things. Now, I said the right things. I didn't say every single washer and every single fitting and every single different possible thing that you can conceive of coming up in 50 buckets stacked on top of each other. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about at all. In fact, the opposite of that. Anyways, the opposite of that. It's not an antique plumbing store. Okay, just understand that. It's a plumbing store on wheels. Convenience is the game here. Giving the customer the ability to get their problem taken care of today. You offering them options, and then actually having the ability to fulfill those options, because you keep the stuff on the truck, the rolling store. Yeah, the tightrope with the coronavirus and everything and the 6 feet distance when I had to cross from one end of the hotel to the other end of the hotel. For those that don't know, the promo that went out today, I think my marketing team had a little bit of fun, and they said I might be walking across a tightrope. For those that know me, know that that was never a real option. If I don't even like being up on the 24th floor, and so there's that, and we're by the window. But for you, I wanted to give you guys a better shot. I'm not liking what's going on right now. Earthquakes can happen at any time out here, so I'm just throwing that out there. But I will, for you guys, I'll risk it. I'll risk it. But seriously, let's get back to this. Cash cow or pig pen, because when you think about having these things on the truck, having the sump pump on the truck, the battery backup on the truck, having the drain machine on the truck, having the gas and electric water heater on the truck, having the softener on the truck, you can fit all this stuff on the truck if you organize and set it up correctly. He says, what? My man, fresh and fresh. I know I'm in trouble right now, and he knows why I know I'm in trouble right now. But we'll talk, my homie, my man. I'm going to see you anyways in like 3 weeks. So I had to sneak this one in for my boy over here. It's his birthday, and we had to get one in real quick, just a couple days. Hey, real quick, I want you guys to just stop for a second. Subscribe to the show if you've never subscribed to the show. If you listen to the podcast, type it. Send us an email. Let us know that you listen. We got 20-something thousand downloads on the podcast right now. I mean, I know somebody out there is listening to this thing. Send us some emails. Let us know. Also, send us some emails if you want information about training. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. If you're watching live right now and you want information about training, all you got to do is type the word dominate into the comments, and that will trigger a messenger response. You'll get a message asking for some information so I can contact you, or Robert can contact you, or maybe even Maggie can contact you. And somebody's going to contact you from our team, and we'll get you the information. I know Barry Ruoff's like, yeah, whatever. I just asked for some information the other day. I promise we're getting that to you. A couple other people we owe calls to, we will get you that information. It's coming. He says, you won't even stand up against the window super high up. You know it. And I am right now. And I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous this whole time. I don't know if you can tell. I'm freaking out. But hey, look, we all got our teaches on. We all got our own fears. Everyone lives their own life. I don't have a mask on. All right. So look, here's what we're really going to get into. This idea of being able to stock the truck. My niece works for a company called Target. A lot of you have heard of it. She's a merchandiser. They literally have a profession, not just at Target, but in almost every major store that does retail or deals with the customer, they have merchandisers. The idea is to set everything up in a way that kind of gets the customer to see it and see it, you know, for them and that kind of a thing. Well, you're the merchandiser in the home. But could you imagine, because I've been there before, especially right now, we've all been there before, especially right now with coronavirus and how frustrating this is. When we go to the store, we go to the Lowe's, we go to whatever, and we pick out the fridge or the freezer or the whatever, and they don't have it. They've got it out there on the store floor. It's merchandise. I want to buy it. It looks good. And they don't have any. And then I pick a second one. They don't have any. At some point, I get wore out. You know, I don't want you to come to my house two or three times. Look, you offered me the tankless. Do you have it on your truck? Can you go get it right now? Is this set up properly? Is this going to be like, well, we have to order it. We have to get it. You know, it's going to be a week. And I never thought I would say that because I never ran any business that way, guys. I've literally owned a house cleaning company, a construction company. I've ran same plumbing company, but for two different owners. I've helped tons of plumbing. I mean, tons of you guys. We've talked, we've done something. I've helped, and I've ran my own service. I'm running my own service company right now, working with you guys. And I do it in the way to make sure that I can give you what I'm offering you at the time that I'm offering it. Doesn't make any sense any other way. Now, sometimes I'll mention things are coming, but I don't officially offer it until it's available. And a lot of you also know I ran a lot of you through free trials before I even offered to make sure that the program's good, the training's good, the content's good. Look, service over sales. Service over sales. This is a concept, not a statement. This is a movement, not an idea. This is something that you have to get behind and think about in all aspects of your business. And part of that is convenience. Look, people go to 7-Eleven all the time and they spend $5 on a lunch that could kill you. Sorry, 7-Eleven execs, if you're watching. Or fill in the blank on whatever your favorite convenience store is. I do truck checks before my guys leave, and I hope there's a place on that truck for a water heater, two water heaters, gas and electric, ready to roll. Rock it, get in there, get it done, knock it out, make this an hour and a half, 2 hour call, and get the water heater installed correctly. Have the right stuff on your truck so that you can connect to PVC or connect to connect to copper, connect to PEX. You know, just have the stuff on the truck, the right stuff too, the quality stuff, not the stuff from Lowe's, not the stuff from Sears in your local hardware store. Have the right stuff, stock it up, get it ready, be ready at all times, all the time. You should, look, give the customer their time back. That's worth more to them than your toilet flange repair, than your new toilet offer, than even your tankless. It's time. Most of the time people are buying the tankless because it's a lot longer of a lifespan product and it makes sense financially, but it also makes sense because you're going to be here for 8 hours, but I won't see you again for this particular problem for a while. That's what I do when I get things fixed on my car. When I go eat, I don't go to the restaurant and go, let me get an appetizer and then bounce out and go hit the next restaurant up. That don't even make sense. But yet we run plumbing calls like as if people shop that way or think that way. Blows my mind. Really does. I can't even sometimes believe that I make a living doing what I'm doing. I feel like some of this stuff is just common sense, and I get it. I get it. We get as owners, we get locked into the weeds. As technicians, we get trapped into the weeds of life, meaning we get trapped into a track, a pattern, a certain way of doing things, and we don't really look around and see it from the right perspective, and so we miss out on so much. Okay, we miss out on the opportunity to really take care of someone. I get it. But when I tell you this information, if you don't take heed of this, I mean, at this point now you got no excuse. Okay, that's just the reality of how this works. Service over sales. All these people down here, that's Caesar's Palace, the oasis of the gods, they say, the pools or whatever they call it. To be honest with you, probably not a big fan of that name. But in either case, it's a pool. And you go down there and you get lost in this world of Vegas. You get lost. In fact, you don't really remember you're in Vegas. You don't really remember that you're in anywhere. You're just in the pool. Palm trees, literal like replica, every detail thought out of the Roman days. Quite the scene. Could you imagine if they're like, "Can I get you something to drink?" And I'm like, he says, "Charge your batteries." Could you imagine, Elliot? How are we looking? We haven't. Are we still having issues? Are we good?
We're all good. We're good. We should be good.
We're good to go. That's our new cut scene there to Elliot, our boy, the producer. I love that. Love that, having a team. Teams make you better. All right. So look, let's talk about what we just said here, okay? Because we get tunnel vision, and we rinse and repeat with every customer. Yeah, I mean, I've told the story about when I worked at CarMax and I sold the most cars anyone's ever sold their first month working there, my first month as it was at that time in life. But what I also talk about is how the next month I only sold 9 cars, which was below probably even some of the lower people's average standards. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And I was like, man, I'm taking all the customers, I'm doing all the things. My close rate was way down. I asked the manager, this guy, Matt Nichols, who was a previous top sales rep who had become a manager. And I said, "What am I doing wrong?" He said, "Well, here, walk. I'm going to be the customer. Walk me through what you do." And so I'm walking him through the thing. Boom, boom, boom. CarMax was kind of famous for teaching their employees the 9-step process at that time, anyways. And so I get to step 5 and I'm skipping it. And what was so amazing is that when he pointed that out to me, I went back to that. My one thing changed everything. But I couldn't see it for myself. I needed someone to show it to me. And I, you know, look, I'll put myself up against anybody, but we all are coachable. We can always learn, and we can remember things, get reminded some things, get told some things we already know, but we hear it from a different perspective or something, and it clicks and it reminds us, and we go back into the old way of doing the right way, and then boom, we're back on track, and that's all we need. That's why we do the show. That's why we do the training. That's why I do the coaching. It's why I do it all. I like that guy, Elliot, Dale says. Yeah, he's a fan favorite. He's a local fan favorite. Like, when, you know, the local basketball team, like the Pacers, wherever you're at, they have that local, that one guy that like the rest of America's never heard of, but the whole town loves him. Well, not Elliot. He's a national favorite. That's who that guy is. Everyone loves him. Everyone loves him. Raymond's even jealous. If you guys watch that show, you get that joke. All right, so tonight we're talking about this concept of, look, your truck has to be stocked. And it's got to be stocked with the right stuff. Could you imagine if Walmart only had broccoli, 0.5 gallons of milk? Oh, wait, that was just not that recent. No, I'm joking. But 0.5 gallons of milk, 2 rolls of toilet. Wait, that one's not that recent. But what if they only had like just the smaller, the minor, the stuff that doesn't really make them any money, doesn't really help you out? What if you went to Olive Garden tomorrow and all they had was appetizers? What if you went, you get what I'm saying? Because that's what you're driving around with that broke fix mentality of just having nuts and bolts and a couple of this and a couple of that. You know, it's like you got, what? No. You got to have the right stuff on your truck, be able to allow these customers to make the decisions so that you can offer the options and be prepared to solve it. Half the time, people say yes because you can do it now, even if you're overpriced. I'm not recommending that because they won't call you back. But if you can give people good value, you can solve their bigger problems, and you have the stuff there, or you can get it there as quickly as possible. Oh my goodness. Customer experience goes out of the roof. the customer experience goes out of the roof. And you get an opportunity to take care of someone. You not only get an opportunity to take care of them, but they get an opportunity to, again, take an expense and turn it into an investment. I always say that, say it over and over again. Anytime you can help a customer, take an expense. In any industry you're in, I don't care what you do. If you can take an expense or a negative and turn it into a positive or an investment, my goodness, whatever you do is worth twice as much as you used to think it was worth just from the simple fact of that. And that's a made up number because they say 78.3 stats. That's 78.3%. I think 78.3. Yeah, percentage of all stats are made up on the spot. So in either case, yeah, like that's going to double things for you. But seriously, and all jokes aside, you get the point. You see how that works. An empty truck is like Vegas pool with no water. Bingo. Man, that's a really good way of saying it. It's a really good way of saying it. But like, could you imagine if they dealt a hand of 21 to someone and they put $200 in the little circle and then they dealt it out and the guy got a 21 and he's like, oh, this is so awesome. I love my life. This is, I just won $200 or whatever. And then the dealer's like, well, I'm out of chips. Yeah, right. Look, I'm telling you right now, you got to be stocked up. You got to have that convenience factor. You got to be prepared.